Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. A lot of things happening on the show today. We will have Stevie on the show. She'll see what's going on, which I can't wait for. It's a busy day today. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. That was presumptive. I apologize. I wasn't here yesterday. But did we get a winner?
We did.
I'm so sorry. I didn't even ask. I should have asked before we started the game.
No, we didn't get a winner yesterday, but I love the woman that called to play. She's like, wait, what? He's a dead guy? He's in an envelope? What? She was very confused at first about the game, and I had to say to her, I'm like, listen, I just want to make this clear. Tim is usually here. He loves this game, and I hate it. She guessed Abraham Lincoln, which is not
the
dead guy.
Oh, I got to put that on my list.
Yes. Not the dead guy in the envelope.
Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very presidential guesses.
Uh-huh.
And it was the first time last year, too. Very president aware.
Very.
So the envelope, there you go. It's still in studio, as you mentioned. So he's dead. He's a guy. His name remains in the envelope. We need you to unlock the envelope with the correct answer. Let's get to our dead guy in an envelope guest on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. So what is it today?
Burt Reynolds.
It's not Burt Reynolds, no. I had to think about it for a minute. I forgot he was dead.
He is dead. That's unfortunate. Hair died a long time ago, Jen, because it's a hairpiece.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
You can't say that.
He wore a toupee forever.
You can't.
And got a great mustache. One of the very few. Him,
what?
Tom Selleck. Who else looked? Who else?
She said Burt Reynolds. I thought Todd Selleck. They are the mustache.
Who else looks great in a mustache? Those are always the two go-to for like 30 years.
Just those two.
Well, thank you. Do you enjoy this game or do you hate this game?
No, I love it.
She loves it.
That's great.
Did you hear that, Jen?
For you and her. That is nice,
the game.
You guys.
Well, we love your Burt Reynolds guest. We appreciate that.
Well, thank you. Have a good day.
So I did a quick Google search. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Which celebrity looks good with a mustache? Because there's only two references. So Burt Reynolds was our guest for Dead Guy in the Envelope just about, I don't know, 7 minutes ago. So we'll add that to the list. That was a incorrect guess. So I guess the game continues. Yes. And then we made a Tom Selleck reference, which I feel like the Tom Selleck reference has been made since 1984.
Of course.
And he had it shaved off for a while, looked weird, grew it back.
Had to grow it back. But I feel like the mustache is trendy right now. So there's a lot of like Benson Boone has a mustache. He looks good with it.
Benson Boone looks good with a mustache and a jumpsuit or whatever it was he was with.
Yeah.
The dad's light blue. Like,
imagine you wearing that. How did he pull that? Imagine anyone else wearing that.
I love that outfit.
That blue jumpsuit with a mustache. Yeah, it's really something when you think about it, right?
It is, and it worked. I didn't even second
yes.
guess it.
Okay, I cannot. My point is, it was like Very Elvis Presley-esque. It's like the only other human I could think of wearing an outfit like
the
that.
First of all, they said George Clooney. George Clooney doesn't have a mustache. Maybe in a certain role he had a mustache, so that's wrong. Brad Pitt comes up. Same deal. Not known for wearing a mustache.
No.
Had it in certain roles. But, like, when?
Did he? I don't remember either of them
with
a mustache.
So that's wrong. So if you want to add to this list, the list doesn't exist. Eddie Murphy has a mustache.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That one should be on the list. That makes sense. And the only other one that's on this list is not great, is Hulk Hogan. But that's like the handlebar. I guess it's technically a mustache.
Yeah, I guess it is.
That's it. That's all it's on here. Bradley Cooper, Idris Elba, they don't have mustaches.
Does Bradley Cooper have a mustache?
No. Well, it's just like a scruffy kind of low-key beard or whatever. He was just a...
Oh, my gosh.
He's an Eagles fan. Like,
oh,
you see
God,
all
that?
He's serving cheesesteaks and everything. Yeah,
here's the thing, though. If you have a mustache along with the beard, it doesn't count as a mustache.
No,
it has to be the solo stash.
I don't know. We got to be missing. There's got to be something blatantly obvious in front of us we're missing. DMS, Jen and Tim Show, Star 102 Cleveland.
So it's 56 days till April 8th, the home opener. And if you want to get Guardians tickets for the season, they've announced an on-sale date. On-sale date will be February 16th at 10 a.m.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim Show. I hadn't seen producer Stevie in a week and a half until today.
Does she look different now that she's a cruiser?
I was like, are you all tan now? Are you relaxed? What's going on? Yeah. I'm glad she's back. I mean, she was back yesterday. I just didn't, you know.
You weren't here. Yeah. You missed all the, we got to catch you up on the cruise.
Mm-hmm. Lots of stuff.
Catch me up on the cruise?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We can do that. Yeah, absolutely.
Catch up cruising with Stevie. Cruising, catch up? I don't know.
Cruising well. I'm glad you're back. Now we're going to do Stevie on the socials. What we got going on?
So there's another viral trend on TikTok with some videos getting over 10 million views. It involves Gen Z kids and their parents learning some lingo.
I love those.
Let's get to that. Maybe you're well aware of what's going to happen next.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There is a new trend going viral, and the videos are captioned, "Having my parents read brain rot words." So if you don't know what brain rot is, it's another Gen Z and younger phrase, which is described as an internet term that describes the mental effects of consuming too much low-quality online content. But kids took that word and are using it in their own way. So this trend is where kids put water in their mouth as their parents read a list of these terms, and then they try to keep a straight face without spitting the water out on each other. So this video that I saw has over 14 million views. It's two kids, and they have their dad read these terms.
Skibbity toilet ribs. We're cooked, chat. Raise y'all, yeah, yeah, yeah. W's in the chat. Mama, girl behind you? Period, poo. Negative aura.
Are they like scream laughing with water in their mouth?
Yes.
You can tell.
Mm-hmm. And they both have their Stanleys, obviously.
Of course they do. Yep. They have to drink their water. My nephew and my son did this to my father at the Super Bowl party we had the other day. And the kids think it is the funniest thing in the world.
Yeah, because they're saying it so straight-faced, they don't know what they're even saying.
I can't repeat what they made my dad say. It was inappropriate.
Is there a video?
There is. There actually is.
I wonder if I can bleep it out.
Edit that out.
I'll have to
rewatch
it. There's a video for sure. We'll see. We'll see.
Do you hear these phrases a lot in your home?
All the time. Anybody else? And I can admit it, half of the time I have no idea what it is. And then I will ask my 9-year-old, almost 10-year-old daughter about it. Skibbity, it's dropping skibbity, it's dropping bro, it's dropping phantom tax. Like, the list goes on and on. I was like, do you know what this is? No. Some of it she will know, some of it she doesn't. So then I will just regurge that back to her all the time.
You say it to her.
That's it. Of course.
She get mad?
She'll be on Messenger Kids, and I'll just say, you know, whatever, skibbity phantom text. Dad, stop it. You're not cool.
Well, at least she's right.
It's the only way to get her
to
maybe
stop. I mean, you're out. You're younger than our. We are. And when somebody drops this, we were talking a little bit off the air where you're just like, you're just out of demo a little bit. And I have no idea at first until I ask her, you look it up or something else, make sure it's appropriate or whatever. I have no idea what you're talking about.
These are all too young for me.
See?
But I'm still in the age where, like, I could understand them. Like, I think I could use them in a sentence if I wanted to, but I'm just not going
But
to
could
use
you go,
them.
So then, like, for example, yeah, they're skibbity, but then there's like skibbity Ohio toilet Riz.
I know
like
what that means.
And that all goes
Ohio's
together.
Ohio's bad. Yes.
But then why toilet and Riz?
Well, that came from a video.
Yeah.
A viral video.
It's just, it's like you have the one word and then you add more words and then it makes it a bigger thing.
Yeah. Some of them, though, are way in too depth.
What's the word your kid, grandchild, niece, nephew drives you crazy? I've kind of I kind of embraced skibbity now. I kind of like that.
Oh, God.
I see that one a lot now.
Phantom Texas still don't get. And then now, all of a sudden, now I hear this, I'm built like that. I don't know where that came from either.
I got one that annoys me so bad.
Please add to this list. Or if you want to define all of these, that would be great too, because a lot of people listening have no idea what we're talking about. Next on Star 102. A trip to London, that would slay. It's Star 102.
Don't.
I just wanted to try it out.
How'd it feel?
Pretty good. Pretty
Did
natural
it?
Because
you like
I hear it?
It
because my 9-year-old says it all the time.
My boys do not enjoy that word.
Oh, yeah.
They're not fans of slay.
Like the ladies or so? The
they
girls
say a lot of the girls say it, slay, and they don't like slay.
Oh, it's
but
the best.
Bruh, they do
it's
not
a,
like
it's
slay.
It's the best as a parent to drop it back because they are just embarrassed and want to vomit and everything else. That's the tool in the archive you can do because 100%. If you're trying to use it in your everyday language, that's just not going to work out.
No.
But to give it back to them when they're saying, okay, it's great.
Yeah, when
especially
I call my children,
public,
when I call Noah, bruh, he's 13, mom, stop it. You're embarrassing. Stop. Don't do that. Stop. Okay, bruh. Whatever you say, bruh.
It is the best. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim show. We did try something via Tasty Tuesday. We'll talk about that later in the show. Lots of comments. Actually tasted good.
It was tasty. The first actual Tasty Tuesday in a while.
Can't wait to get to that. Also feel a little bit bad.
What?
About the Tasty Tuesday. We'll get to that later in the show.
Okay. When you do stuff like this, it makes me very nervous, especially based on your face and expression right now. What did you do?
I didn't do anything.
What do you mean you feel a little bit bad?
Well, there's concerns and DMs that we received. The overall trend is that the people agree, and then there's something I feel bad about. That's it. That's all. It's all about the Tasty Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
It's gonna be later in the show.
But the thing you feel bad about involves Tasty Tuesday?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So yesterday I had the day off. Big day off yesterday. What do? Got my first Shamrock Shake of the season.
Oh, God. Don't make that sound.
Jen.
What?
It was fantastic.
Was it?
It might have been the best one I've ever had.
Really?
I can't believe how good it was. These are the big things that happen on your days off.
That sounds
Shamrock Shake.
Exciting.
Also, you know what else was exciting?
What?
It was a first trip ever to Costco.
What?
I told you. It's embarrassing. I don't know if I'm more embarrassed. Not embarrassed is not the right term now, but I've never seen the movie Titanic, and I've taken, I don't know, decades of heat of not seeing that before. I've kind of built up an armor now, and everybody gets it, and it's kind of like, oh, you should see it, that type of thing, and that's great. But never being to Costco is relatively embarrassing. All over TikTok, there are a bajillion Costco influencers. There's the little, I think, Stevie showed it to me, like the little Dubai chocolate that was available.
Yes.
I don't know if it was here or somewhere. It just seems like there's always something trending there. Sam's Club is closer to me. Never even stepped foot into Costco down there in Mayfield. Ever. And we think, you know what? Today's the day. Let's check it out. Let's check this thing out.
So, what did you think?
Couple things.
Oh, boy.
Couple things.
Oh,
it's fantastic. I'm certainly not going to knock it. Costco is amazing.
And it's really, it's really similar to Sam's, isn't it? When you
it
go
is.
In, like,
this
there's
is
a
bigger, I think bigger than the Sam's I usually go to.
Okay.
So some of the clothing, there was more clothing there, a couple of other things. But one thing you didn't warn me about, and I thought we were friends. I really did.
What?
I really, really
what?
Did.
I didn't know you were going.
I like to think that I would have warned you about this. Definitely was no warning.
Something that happened or you saw it at Costco?
Oh, something. It's clearly a thing. How am I supposed to know? I've never been there. But I feel like there should have been a little heads up. A little bit of a heads up.
Makes me nervous.
It's next on Star 102.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I refer to them as the clipboard people. It's Star 102.
No.
It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's Tim Richards, prior to yesterday, never been to Costco before. It's fantastic. I mean, there's no doubt about that. People, I go to Sam's Club. It's closer to me in Menor. I'll continue to go there. I'm glad I checked out Costco. A lot of different things, a lot of cool stuff, a lot of cool snacks. The list goes on and on. It's tremendous. This is not about Costco at all. That's great. I can't believe I have not been there prior to that. And then I bought a bunch of eggs and they're on eBay right now if you need them.
I was going to say, you're only allowed, three cartons at Costco right now, I think is the limit.
Do we know why that's the case? I don't mean to derail us. Is there a shortage or
there's a shortage because it doesn't have to do with the bird flu and all that.
Okay.
And they're like a bajillion dollars.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there you go. So there's that. So this is the thing, and you pointed this out at Target specifically, down in the electronics section, I believe it was, where you go back there, they want to talk to you, they have a clipboard, they want your information, clearly trying to sell you and or upgrade you with something.
Ruins the experience. Hate it.
That's an example of the clipboard people. So when I go to Sam's Club, it's the same type of thing. Electronics, when I walk into Sam's Club, grab the cart, get ready to go, have a nice experience, you have to either go around them, go past them, go down a different aisle, or engage. Those are your... Oh, yeah, right.
You're an engager, so it concerns me.
So I have to go down a different aisle.
Yeah, you have to go down a different aisle.
So, but you get through that, and the rest of your experience is fine. Now, when I went to Costco, once again, I get there, and I tell them, I say, hey, I'm not a member. I'm thinking about being a member. Can I get, like, a day? Is there a day pass? Is there something you can go through? So, yeah, it's a piece of paper. They give it to you. Then you turn it in. No big deal. Continue about the journey. So I look to the left, and I say, ooh, there's some, strawberry, yogurt-y type of pretzels, whatever. That looks like that smacks. Maybe I will get a membership. I continue down. I'm looking. They have the outdoor furniture. The electronics are on the right. This is great. Around the electronics, and I didn't see them. They're stealth. I didn't even see it. I didn't hear the clipboard. I didn't see them at all. Boom! Right there. I was kind of prepared, but not quite prepared because I'd never been to Costco before. I should have been. I should have known.
I have to tell you, I go to Costco. I frequent Costco. I have never been clipboarded at Costco. Is that what we're calling it now, clipboarded? I've never been approached by a clipboard person at Costco. They must be there. They have to be there.
216-343-1021, definitely the case. So that's fine, and I feel like to myself, I should have had a heads up from Jen, but you didn't know I was going to Costco.
No,
I just feel like maybe during your experience of talking about the clipboard people, I would have had takeaway information. But here's the thing. So I get through there. I think to myself, okay, this time I had the cart, and I didn't engage and say, I already have you guys. No, we're good. I just looked to the left. Sir, proud of you. So I just looked to the left,
it's
kept
very
going.
Very anti you.
Kept going.
All right.
Until,
oh boy,
I don't know, 20 feet down from them, didn't see it coming again. There's now hot tub clipboard person.
What?
And I think, oh, now this is a double whammy. I didn't deserve this. So now there's a series of hot tubs. I don't know. It might have been three or four. And there's a clipboard person at the hot tubs after I already got past the electronics. So that I got double clipboarded in Costco. I should have had a heads up.
What Costco is this? I don't feel like I've ever
Mayfield. It's off of 322. It's right there, right by the Best Buy.
I go to the Avon one all the time. I feel like I've never even seen a hot tub in there. If I have, it's like... oddly dangling from the ceiling next to a swing set.
Sounds
like
safe.
I don't know.
I would
you know
not
what I'm saying?
Like,
you know how they're always like dangling large items?
And who thinks that? Like, that's the thing that they want to dangle.
Anything else
you could dangle, a bike,
they dangle
this. We're going to put a hot tub up there. No. Inflatables for the pool, I'm fine with. Hot tub high, not so much.
All right. I might be making that part up. I don't know if they dangle an actual hot tub now that you say that.
I feel like that's a really bad business model.
Right, they might not.
Is that a seven-seater? I don't think that works out. Clipboarded, maybe you know what I'm talking about. talking about or a dangling hot tub. I'm into it. Get to your clipboard, people. It's not the nicest thing. Clipboard people comments coming up here on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. I mentioned I went to Costco yesterday, and I had a clipboard person number one, then clipboard person number two, two different sections. But right as you're greeted, it was my first time there. Leave me alone.
I have never been
in there before.
I've never been clipboarded there. I can't believe it. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's because I don't engage or I don't look. Now I'm going to have to pay attention. Well, no.
I didn't look at the first one. The second one got me because I was not expecting that. I thought I already went through. I thought I had my rite of passage.
Do you walk in silently or do you walk in like engaging, like talking and all buoyant like you are? Buoyant? No, not, you know, like...
Not this one, because I didn't know exactly where I was going, to be honest. I was like, well, where am I going in Costco?
The real question is, if you went to Costco, there is one thing you absolutely have to do, and I hope you did this. Did you get the $1.50 hot dog and well, Pepsi now, but about to switch to Coke?
I thought about it on the way in, and I totally forgot to get that.
I was
nervous because they said I was not allowed to buy anything.
Who said you weren't allowed to buy anything?
You don't have that thing. Or they're going to charge you more. There was something where,
here's
your day pass, but you can't buy anything.
Really?
After I heard that, there was some stipulations, but I didn't listen after that. One thing that caught my eye is they had, there's 8 million things. They have their rotisserie chicken, just like Sam Club's. Like very similar pricing,
and
very similar items.
Correct.
It looks great. I'm sure it's fantastic. I didn't get one. Over in that section, there was a meatball sub that, and random to bring up. There was a meatball sub that is, I don't know, the length of Huron out here, the Halley building, for $15. This sub!
It's like a family dinner.
It was 2 feet long. I never saw it before. $15.
And then
did you
see the, like, make your tacos at home kit?
I did.
Oh, my God. Those are so good.
Did you get one before?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
A stir fry one. Their pre-made foods are so good.
I saw the tacos one, and I've wanted to get that.
I feel like you missed out on the hot dog.
I know. I don't know. I was very intimidated.
I've done you wrong. You should have told me you were going.
I felt like I was gently allowed in. Yeah. Here's your paper, but you know, you're not hot dog worthy yet. So Lauren, Elizabeth, Robbie, they all have comments. What's our next one? Star 102. The clipboard people have expanded. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorite.
This is a bad idea.
What?
That they're expanding clipboard people. Oh. Nobody likes it. They must be doing well. Like, why do they keep putting them everywhere?
Lauren, I had a clipboard person at Cinemark.
What?
He was super persistent and was almost following me. Then I had to walk past him, and he said, I will get you signed up. You think I won't, but I will. I'm always running late to movies. Don't bother me.
That's very aggressive. What are they selling at Cinemark?
I would be the worst clipboard person. I would actually talk to everybody and sell nothing.
Yes, you would. You would. No, right? I feel like you would actually sell
probably
stuff,
actually,
though.
Yeah,
you would be like salesperson of the month.
So there you go.
Several months in a row, then you get like star of the year. Tim Richards, most clipboard
sold.
The
Golden Clipboard Award.
Yeah, you get the Golden Clipboard.
Look at that. Oh, look at this, a Golden Clipboard.
That's right.
I just feel like that I should have been warned by you because it was back-to-back clipboard people. File this under Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Good morning, it's the Jen and Tim Show.
Why do you have to say it like that?
Because it was a tasty Tuesday that didn't taste like licking this counter. First time in a long time.
So a lot of times we do a Tasty Tuesday. It's some type of food recommendation by listeners or something weird that you and I have seen that we think, you know what, let's try this. Let's let people know if it's good or bad. And it's a lot of times it's bad. It's like a weird combo. This one was a delight.
Yeah, we can reveal what it was. What did we try?
It was the Post Malone Oreo cookies.
So what do we think? Listener Kathy totally agrees. And one thing I thought to myself, ooh, that was a bad move.
Something we did?
Yeah, I don't feel good about it. That's how we're going to have to end the show. So what do we think? That's next. Post Malone Oreos for a Tasty Tuesday on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, with a salted caramel interior. One of the cookies, the chocolate cookie. One of the cookies,
like a vanilla,
like a golden
or yellow,
vanilla,
golden,
or whatever it might be.
The fact that the chocolate and vanilla, it's a half and half like that, I think is delicious.
And you found these. So people are asking where you found them.
I found them at Walmart.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I found them at Walmart. We tried them. There's a video posted and they were delicious. I loved them. And they each have a different design on them. I think there's like seven different Post Malone designs on the actual, like the darker side of the cookie.
So I'll admit something.
What?
I ate them so fast, I didn't see the design.
Yeah.
They went from bag to mouth, bag to mouth.
Bag to mouth. They were that good.
Bag to mouth. Kathy disagrees. So there's a very strong smell of burnt sugar
which did not appeal to me. I mean, it tasted okay, but she would not buy them again.
That's interesting because when we opened them, I thought that there was a strong smell of syrup, like maple syrup. And I like syrup. I don't like the smell of maple syrup. So I thought I wasn't going to like them. I loved them. They are sweet, but I thought it was, I didn't think it was burnt sugar. I thought it was syrup. You said you thought it smelled like a caramel, right?
I did. Yeah, I was all in for sure.
Smell hits you.
So if this is something that you tried, you can certainly let us know. I just believe that. So that is a positive review. The video is everywhere, Star 102 and Jen and Tim Show on the socials. I think there was a bit of a tasty fail on us concerning this item.
What'd we do?
It's more almost like what we didn't do. It's a quick tasty fail.
What did we do?
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. I felt bad. Videos posted. Post Malone Oreos. If you've had them, you know. I think that they were good. You thought they were good.
Delicious.
We gave them a positive review. So then enter producer Stevie, who's been off. You were on a cruise. You're back. And you sent me what picture yesterday?
The Post Malone Oreos. I saw them at Target.
Oh.
You know where I'm going with this?
No.
Sends them to me. And I look at my phone. I was like, oh, it's a text from producer Stevie. What's going on? She's probably calling off. She did not. We don't get a lot of texts. Like, we'll DM back and forth, but actual text message, text conversation doesn't happen a lot. So I think to myself, I just looked at it. I stared. How long did it take me to reply to that?
I wasn't timing you.
I stared at my phone. I looked at it. It's one of those where you're not sure exactly how to reply.
You felt guilty.
Yeah. And it was kind of one of those like, oh, nice. Just a very
That's
generic.
All you wrote back to her. You didn't tell her.
Oh, no.
That's the worst.
I was so
scared. Now you're like, you fess up to her this morning when you get here?
No,
I followed up.
Yeah. What did you follow up with?
I asked if you tried them yet. Because I was curious if they were good or not.
Did he write back to that?
Yes.
And he fessed up?
Yes.
Okay. I brought them in last week. I'm so sorry. And then I was editing the video yesterday. I didn't even think to tell you. I'm so sorry you missed out on them. They were very good.
I'm so, I just think to myself, you can't, there are cookies. Mm-hmm. Jen has a husband and two boys.
Yeah.
That will not last 2 days in the house.
No.
Am I wrong?
Correct.
So then Tyler, my stepson, he's in the house and I said, try these Post Malone cookies. He and I couldn't get Izzy to try them. My wife was not going to try them. He and I ate the entire thing. I could have put some in a baggie for you. I could have done anything. We could have done anything. Left her three cookies.
I know.
We ate the entire two bags of these Oreos.
Because I gave him a bag and then
so
I kept one at home.
They were actually that good?
Yeah, they were. My kids loved them. My husband loved them.
I probably won't buy them, so I won't know.
Oh, well, now I'm going to get them for you.
Great.
And Oreos are expensive these days.
They are, yeah. We're going to play a round of Oreos or eggs tomorrow. So wake up to that at 6:10. Have a good day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.